Barbara Contini and Patrick McDonnell have more carefully crafted wooden trays and boards than they know what to do with. A shed outside their Nicasio home houses close to 100 pieces, all handmade by the couple.
Cutting boards, bowls, vases, they're all made with reclaimed wood.
There's also a menorah, toy cars, and bigger items like chairs and tables. Contini points out one particular large bowl. It's an attractive amber color with unique patterns ingrained in the wood.
That's black acacia. That came from a large tree that was taken down or fell down during the winter storms.
Contini says a lot of the wood they come across are from downed trees. Other times, they scavenge through the scraps of wood discarded by a Santa Rosa company. And sometimes, the county fire department will call them up when they're clearing non-native trees.
If we get just a big log, Pat will usually chainsaw it down to a reasonable size and can make a bowl out of it, or I can make a smaller bowl out of it, or a vase out of it.
Contini says their woodworking began about 5 years ago. She was trying to help her sister-in-law find a simple wooden cutting board, but she says they were just too expensive. That's when Contini had an idea.
We had lost a madrone tree here, and we had the wood cut, which is a really, really beautiful wood, and I said, I'll make you one.
Contini and McDonald had some woodworking experience, making decks and fencing for their home, and they had most of the tools. The final product came out so beautifully that friends and family started to ask for boards. McDonald joined in, making bowls, shortly after. He says they've always had an affinity for woodworking, and now they can share their passion with others.
So our play is going on the pile and seeing a really beautiful pattern, a Mandelbrot fractal sitting in this wood. And so we'll pick it up and bring it home. What can we do with it?
McDonald says each piece of wood they get has its own story to tell. And their job as woodworkers is to help it tell that story.
You can make a bowl on a lathe in an hour, but a hand-carved bowl is, 8 hours or 6 hours, or and the same with the boards. And so they're very distinctive, and they're driven by what the wood's feature tell us it can be made into.
But both Contini and McDonald say not every piece turns out to be a masterpiece. Some just don't make the cut.
What is about half or two-thirds of all projects?
We end up with a lot of firewood.
Now the couple sells their work at art fairs and to others who find them by word of mouth. But they declined to call it a business.
We fondly refer to it as a hobby that's kind of run amok. It would be a rough way to make a living, but as something you do in your retirement that kind of keeps us out of trouble, and we really love it.
Ann Contini says the wood keeps both her and her husband inspired.
Wood is an incredible medium, and it's a lot of fun to work with. And it's just, I keep thinking at some point that I'll get tired of it, but it just keeps calling.
I'm Tiffany Kamhai for KRCB's North Bay Report.